from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. American hostage and her family released by Taliban. Pakistan's military has rescued a U.S.-Canadian family from a tribal region bordering Afghanistan nearly 5 years after they were abducted by militants. U.S. National Caitlin Coleman and her Canadian husband Joshua Boyle went missing in Afghanistan in 2012, and the Afghan Taliban later claimed responsibility for kidnapping them. The group, which released two videos of the hostages while they were in captivity, had been demanding the release of their prisoners in exchange for Boyle and his wife. She gave birth to the couple's three children while in captivity. President Donald Trump praised the release of the family from captivity from the Haqqani Network, a terrorist organization with ties to the Taliban. The 31-year-old Coleman and 33-year-old Boyle, in their last video message released in December of 2016, urged then-President-elect Donald Trump to negotiate with the Taliban to secure their release. Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy on Wednesday gave the Catalan regional government 8 days to clarify its intention to declare independence. He said if Catalonia announced a decision to secede, regional president Charles Puigdemont will be asked to inform Madrid by Monday. Puigdemont said Tuesday that he had a mandate to declare independence, but suspended it pending talks with Madrid. The European Commission's Vladis Dombrovskis said it supports efforts to promote Spanish unity.
We trust that Spanish institutions, Prime Minister Rajoy, with whom President Juncker is in constant contact, and all political forces who are working towards a solution within the framework of Spanish constitution.
This is VOA News. Human Rights Watch, which is based in the U.S., has published a report saying that the government in Turkey is responsible for torture and abuse aimed at alleged terrorists and those responsible for last year's failed coup. With more on the story, Dorian Jones has this from Istanbul.
The Human Rights Watch report said its investigation revealed people in Turkey accused of links to terrorism or with last year's coup attempt have been tortured while in police custody. Benjamin Ward of Human Rights Watch says the investigation of 11 cases reveals an alarming trend.
We've got a pattern of people being subject to horrible abuse, severe beatings, people being stripped naked, in some cases people being sexually assaulted or threatened with sexual assault, very serious ill treatment indeed.
The report says all cases investigated were related to the Turkish state's war against the Kurdish insurgency or people linked to last year's failed coup. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. President Donald Trump Wednesday said North Korea and its nuclear and missile threat is a problem that has to be solved. Mr. Trump acknowledged he has a different attitude on North Korea than others, but his is the one that matters.
I think perhaps I feel stronger and tougher on that subject than other people, but I listen to everybody, and ultimately I will do what's right for the United States and really what's right for the world.
In a later interview, the president said, "We can't let this go on." He praised China for being helpful. President Trump, frustrated by congressional failures to overhaul national health care policies, signed an executive order on Thursday aimed at making lower-cost, reduced-benefit health insurance more readily accessible for consumers.
It directs the Department of Health and Human Services, the Treasury, and the Department of Labor to take action to increase competition, increase choice, and increase access to lower-priced, high-quality health care options.
Trump staged a White House event with small business owners who could benefit from this order. Facebook Chief Operating Officer Sheryl Sandberg said Thursday she absolutely supports the public release of all advertisements produced by a Russian-linked organization during the 2016 presidential election. Sandberg said the company is working on transparency following the revelation last month that a group with alleged ties to the Russian government ran $100,000 worth of ads on Facebook, distorting divisive causes like Black Lives Matters. Late Thursday, Sandberg is set to meet with congressional investigators who are looking into what role the advertisements, which began running in 2015, continued to play through the 2016 presidential election. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.